young men are thinking they can get their jollies off by sneaking up behind somebody, yoking them, japping them, and just knocking them out.
Guardian Angels leader Curtis Sliwa addressing the public via YouTube as the Red Berets promise to protect citizens in Brooklyn. Recent attacks in New York City, Syracuse, New Haven, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia have raised concerns across the nation over the knockout game, where an unsuspecting victim is punched into unconsciousness by a young passerby. Some have called it an urban legend, but others point to recent crimes that fit the bill. On Friday, Capital District Republican Assemblyman Jim Todisco introduced legislation known as the Knockout Game Deterrent Act, a first-in-the-nation law to protect innocent bystanders from being sucker-punched and assaulted. Word spread rapidly, and Todisco was tapped for an appearance on Fox News' morning show. I asked him if he was surprised the cable network expressed interest in speaking with him.
What I'm really surprised about is the way the mainstream media seems to have turned their back on this particular issue. I don't think they're giving it enough attention. These aren't young kids who are involved in throwing stones through windows or slashing tires or even burglarizing a house. I can understand youthful opportunities to be treated in a youthful way for these types of crimes, but these are thugs. These are cowards. These aren't individuals who say, put up your dukes, come on, let's go at it. They're sneaking up behind a 78-year-old woman 2 weeks ago and knocking her unconscious, a 12-year-old boy knocking him unconscious. They're getting kudos and status in their gangs for the number of knockouts.
The bill, which is being drafted and is expected to be filed next week, will make any person, regardless of his or her age, who is convicted of knockout game-related individual assault or gang assault subject to 25 years in prison. Currently, it's between 4 to 15 years, depending on the age of the defendant. The legislation would ensure that juveniles who play the knockout game are sentenced as adults. Todisco's legislation gained political momentum with word Monday that Senator Hugh Farley chose to be the lead Senate sponsor of the Knockout Game Deterrent Act.
If they can hit you hard enough to kill you or knock you out, they certainly should be treated as an adult, and that's exactly what this bill does. You've got to nip this in the bud because this becomes a big deal to some of these gangs.
Todisco adds that those who watch, snap photos, shoot video, or otherwise take part in the action would also be held criminally responsible.
We're going to treat these kids as adults because this is an adult crime and they're destroying people's lives. And we're changing the penalty to be a minimum of 5 years, up to 25 years. And for those people who cajole them, who dance around while they do this and watch, who put it on video, they're going to get a similar penalty because they're a part of this crime. They're validating it and they're allowing it to happen. This is not a video game.
I told Assemblyman Todisco the New York Times dismisses knockout media reports and surveillance videos, suggesting the so-called game could be only an urban myth.
Ask the people who are calling my office and telling me about the impact it's had in their lives, the fellow in Syracuse who is dead now and lost his life, the fellow who was attacked over the weekend. Four individuals were arrested. One is still incarcerated. I think the only myth is the gobbledygook that that newspaper is putting out to the public.
Back in Brooklyn, Curtis Sliwa says the Guardian Angels plan to have the last word when it comes to dealing with those who play knockout.
We don't mind physically intervening. We have to knock out a guy who's trying to knock out the elderly people. No problem. We'll knock him out, we'll scrape him up, and turn him over to the police.
Though knockout incidents have been reported in New York City and Syracuse, police officials in the Capital Region say none so far have happened here. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.